agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat, 704 and three quarters, up four. Soft December wheat is 674, up 10 and three quarters, now 10 and a half. September corn, 495, up five, now 494 and a half, up five and a quarter. December, 477 and a half, up four and a quarter. August soybeans, 1368 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. November, 1217 and three quarters, down two and a quarter. August soybean meal, 442.90, up $4. August soybean oil, 42.46, down a penny. August live cattle, 121.67 and a half, down 42 and a half. August feeder cattle, 152.77 and a half, down 50. And August lean hogs are 96.72 and a half, and they're down 117 and one half.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/FarmerView.
Joining us now with a look at the marketplace is John Hester of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. There were some showers heading across Illinois today. Hope they get to you.
Yeah, they're getting closer all the time. We're not super dry, but we could use a little drink. So, you know, I hope we get maybe half to an inch of rain, and we're in pretty much a garden spot over here.
One of the garden spots in the United States, and also, it has now become obvious to everyone it is a crop that has quite a bit of variability, and with the western part of the Corn Belt, particularly parts of Iowa, north of Des Moines, for example, with some degree of difficulty. So the question will become, on WASDE reports moving forward, to what degree does the eastern garden spot make up for the western spots, which aren't so good?
You know, I think right now that's probably anybody's guess. I think right here in my area, if it didn't rain again, we'd have a good crop, 150 bushel plus. If we get another inch and a half rain, we're going to have a great crop between that, you know, in the next couple weeks. So, but I think it's anybody's guess on how much we can make up of the poor crops out west. You know, I think a lot of that's going to depend on the weather from here on out too. An early frost would be disastrous, and a normal to a late frost, and the way the weather and the good weather and the rain and has been the last 3 weeks, you know, that could make a lot of difference. If their crops could look a lot better in 60 days out there also.
So let us for a moment figure normal weather conditions and a normal frost date. Is 156 national average about right, do you think?
I think it's pretty close. I mean, I've had some friends that's been out driving around and drove to Iowa and South Dakota, and, you know, they say places look pretty good and places look terrible. So, you know, I think the government does a good job of over and underestimating stuff. So that I don't know, 156 might be a little high, but I would think high 140s or maybe 150, 151 would be in the ball game for sure with normal weather and average frost date, so.
It does appear soybeans are behind based on today's report that we said on the air in the previous report this morning from USDA's release yesterday of its crop progress numbers behind both in blooming and in potting. So I guess the question there is 44.5 too rich?
Probably. It might be a little bit. I know there's going to be a lot of double crop beans around here that were planted late, and they're probably not going to be as good as normal. So, and I don't know what weight they put on that for the average. So I would think 40, 41 would be probably a better average. If I was just going to pull a number out of the air, I think that would be a bit closer than the 44, 45 number would be.
And is the trade thinking along those lines? And if so, have they completely factored that kind of a crop into the decline that we've seen in the last 10 days?
You know, I still think that they've been told that it's going to be a record crop, and, you know, you tell people that long enough and they begin to believe it. So, I think another major thing is the demand for our product is down, and we have to create the demand or get the demand back for our corn and beans. And, you know, one way to do that is cheaper prices, and that looks like the strategy that they're working on right now to get our demand back up.
Well, certainly South Korea has taken advantage of these lower corn prices in the last couple of weeks.
Yes. I think demand will eventually pick up again. It's just going to take a little time. And, you know, every place in the world has had a pretty decent crop this year. It may not be a great crop, but, you know, there's more grain available in the Black Sea and in other areas than there was last year because of the severe drought.
And some worldwide. and because of that, also more feed grade wheat, too.
Right. And, I think, I guess my bias is I still think that prices are going to go lower eventually when we get closer to harvest. And, I think the one commodity that might have the brightest future is wheat right now.
And wheat is showing the greatest strength today.
Right. I don't know. There was a wheat sale announced overnight. It didn't amount to a whole lot, but, you know, that's just a sign that they are looking for wheat. And, a lot of the wheat over and across the pond has been destroyed by all the fighting and warring nations over there, too.
So how bearish corn do you, in your mindset, are you at harvest? If you look at technical charts on December, you can easily make a case for 447.
I think at some point in time, that 450 number on the board will probably be hit. Now I'm thinking that corn and beans are, oversold, and I think it's possible that corn could pop back up to 510, 520, and if that would happen, our recommendation would be to get caught up on your fall sales. And, on the bottom side, I think 450, and if that doesn't hold, then that opens the door to 410, 415, but I don't look for it to go that low.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Dave.
John Hester of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. September corn, 494 and three quarters, up 5 1/4. December, 478, up 4 3/4, now 4 1/2. August soybeans, 1360, 6 1/2, down 1. November at 1216, and they are now down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.